This week, we're having conversations with millennial voters, a historically disengaged voting bloc. KUER's Eric Newman talks with a 30-year-old resident of Bluff who's navigating between concern for the country and optimism about home.
Jess Uglesich first came to San Juan County when she was in her mid-20s. She was on a paleontological dig with the Los Angeles Natural History Museum. She describes the site where they worked.
These huge sauropod, the long neck, long tail dinosaurs, and this quarry is just like keeps on giving. There's just bone everywhere, and it's this mineralized green color, and it's just absolutely beautiful.
It was her first visit, and she was hooked.
That was my first exposure, and then I was like, I got to get back to Utah.
So she moved from California to Utah. She works at the new Bears Ears Education Center in Bluff. Uglesich leans Democratic. She says she hasn't followed politics very closely in the past, but this year feels different.
I'm deeply concerned about all the division and that's happening right now, and I'm a little bit scared. It's almost like an alternate reality.
She worries about the visible lack of compassion people seem to have for each other and how common hate seems to have become. And she says she strongly disapproves of President Trump. As for important issues for her generation, the first thing that comes to mind is jobs.
Finding jobs with pay that can actually support the cost of living, and especially in cities, it's insane how expensive life is.
She knows she's a newcomer in this deeply red part of the state. However, she says the Republican politics don't always reflect all the residents.
Particularly in San Juan County, there seems to be imbalance in the representation of the leaders versus the population.
But Uglesich says even in this year of dramatic politics, she feels good about her own future.
This is exactly where I want to be in this landscape.
She's found her way to a place that she's passionate about, that keeps her optimistic in spite of everything else. Eric Newman, KUER News.